Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. Well, I'm excited to welcome my next guest to the program, waiting for him to jump in and join us. Hopefully, I was my apologies. I was slightly delayed in getting him the link with regards to. Okay, all right. So we'll hopefully Jeff Zink will be joining us here shortly. It's very early out where he's at. And so we made the arrangement a number of days ago, but like I say, I was a little bit late in getting him the Zoom link for today. Jeff is running for Congress out in the great state of Arizona, and Arizona is a very critical, pivotal one of our swing states, and he had actually sent me an article talking about the uphill battle. The Arizona Republic suggests that he is in a battle and has an uphill.
Well, the midterm elections are only a few weeks away, and Republicans are hoping to regain control of the U.S. House. In one Arizona district, an unknown candidate is facing an uphill battle to capture a seat long held by Democrats. Capitol Hill correspondent Eric Rosales has more.
I'm in South Phoenix, Arizona, in the state's 3rd Congressional District, where a true grassroots effort is taking place by Republican candidate Jeffrey Zink. He's trying to unseat incumbent Ruben Gallego in a heavily populated Hispanic district.
I walked for 6 weeks, 6 to 8 hours a day, 6 to 10 miles a day to get signatures to be on the ballot.
Jeffrey Zink has held many jobs, a curriculum developer, an NCAA basketball referee, and an ordained minister. He tells me the Lord cured him of debilitating physical ailments and told him to run.
God stood before me that night and said, I'm going to break your headaches, I'm going to restore your health, and I'm going to send you to Congress to represent my people.
It's an uphill battle. Democrats have controlled the largely Hispanic 3rd District since 2000. His kitchen table is campaign headquarters, and national Republicans advised him they wouldn't send money on his race. Zink tells me voters want to change.
We've had 3 Latino congressmen in this 22-year period. We went from 12% below the poverty line in 2000 to well over 70% below the poverty line now. I'm God-fearing, and I'm just a conservative that want government out of my homes. Well, most Latino families want that. The fathers want a good-paying job. There are no jobs here in this area.
He supports the Supreme Court's decision of having states decide the issue of abortion.
The Catholic Church and any person that is a Christian should know that this is wrong and something that we cannot support, and yet we have a candidate that is for it, and I am definitely against it.
If you are elected to office, what's your legislative agenda once you get there?
I want $87 billion to stay here in the United States and go to our needy and to our homeless and to our veterans and take care of them. We need to start taking care of ourselves.
He also favors enforcing current immigration laws, along with health care and election reform. Zink admits he was part of the rally on January 6th in Washington, D.C., but says he never went inside the Capitol. He condemns the destruction that took place, but does believe the election wasn't fair. It's important to note EWTN News Nightly reached out to Ruben Gallego for an on-camera interview. However, our emails never received a response. In Phoenix, Arizona, Eric Rosales, EWTN News Nightly.
And there you go, folks. A little bit of information about Jeff, and hopefully he will be able to join us here. I'm in hopes that he is in fact going to be able to join us. There are a number of issues that are facing us here in the United States, and Arizona holds the key to a lot of those issues, and so it's very important that we have good, godly, constitutional representation. Jeff is running obviously for a seat in the Congress. The goal here is to try to get biblical, constitutional, God-fearing people back in the House. From a biblical worldview perspective, we have a God-given responsibility, a biblical responsibility relative to our vote and relative to the kind of governance that we have here in the United States. The United States is unique. It's uniquely different. We have enshrined in our Constitution as the very first item in the very first amendment in the Bill of Rights is freedom of religion. And some would want to simply suggest that it is a separation of religion or a separation even of Christianity from anything having to do with the government. But it's clear by the writings of our founders and by the writings and court decisions that were made for the first 150 years in this country that it was the design and desire of our constitutional founders that in fact religious liberty and religious freedom did not inhibit Christians from engagement in the process of the form of government that was selected by our founders, which is a constitutional republic, a representative republic. And it was not the intent of our founders that those representing us should somehow hang their belief system, hang their Christianity. And note that Christianity becomes the only one that is specifically targeted. I know there's a lot of conversation about anti-Semitism, and certainly one could point to anti-Semitism and say that's the canary in the coal mine. But I would strongly suggest to you that we are seeing here in our United States of America now more than any other time probably in America's history, a persecution of Christianity. Let me share this with you. And this is a statement that I made before the Save the Persecuted Christians Advisory Board, before leaders in the movement to defend Christianity, both here in America and abroad. And so here's what I wrote. I started this show 11 years ago. The Lord showed me three specific areas to address: the dangers of Islam in America, the LGBTQ plus agenda, and secular humanism. Every day, my guests share with me ways in which the biblical Christian worldview is under attack, and most of it is here in America. One example of this is the use of pastor in my introduction. In a Christian nation, one would think that would be a positive and a comforting title. Instead, I've been told that referring to myself as a pastor who holds to a biblical worldview, espousing things like Jesus Christ died for our sins, there is a heaven and a hell, God loves you, but sin separates you from him, there is a devil, life begins at conception, marriage is between a man and a woman, and God has a design and plan for your life, makes me an Islamophobe, a homophobe, a misogynist, and an abuser of women's rights. These are the things that I'm accused of for my beliefs. Let me read this. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. I've discovered that one of our most revered images cannot be displayed in public as having any relationship to its true meaning because it might be offensive, and it should, and should it be on a government plot of land, it can only be there if it is referred to as a historic relic of sorts. I'm speaking about the cross. Manger scenes are forbidden and the Ten Commandments have been removed. In Iowa, Freedom Blend Coffee is a ministry under the umbrella of Freedom for Youth Ministries. It works to empower young adults with work training and life skills that produce development, restoration, and hope. Employment training is at the heart of our mission, said Freedom Blend Coffee. According to the group's website, we teach young adults age 18 to 25 valuable customer service, food safety, and hospitality skills, along with life and career skills that empower them to enter the workplace more confident and more prepared for the challenges before them. Broadlawns Medical Center is a hospital in Des Moines owned by the people of Polk County. It's a governmental entity. In the interest of diversity, equity, and equity, Freedom Blend Coffee has had its contract with the hospital canceled for their statement of faith. Today on the program, or a few days back on the program, Tom Rigby was a guest. Tom is with American Contingency. They focus on preparing people to work together in their communities and develop plans and resources necessary to sustain themselves in the event of a disaster, a job loss, or whatever crisis they might face. They have a biblical worldview. He and his organization were put on the FBI's list as military violent extremists. Lavoy Finnegan, who is a man of devout faith and whose family I've met personally, is listed as a martyr for that cause. Our military members are persecuted for claiming religious exemptions to be excused from taking a shot that was tested using aborted fetal tissue. I'll be back with more on this coming up on the other side. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Back with more. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm sharing with you Christian persecution in America and in light of where we sit today. So I've talked about what's happening, people of faith being attacked, the pro-life people, just as an example, and how many of those are ending up being, you know, people at the FBI showing up at their doors with long rifles drawn because they spoke to women at abortion clinics. And there's a lovely, absolutely lovely story about Mark Houck and a beautiful couple who thank him. Let me see if I can get this to play real quick.
First found out that I was pregnant, I just felt shame and guilt. I just felt like I wasn't ready. We already had it scheduled for the abortion.
We're young, don't have the baby, you're not ready, night not work, like, just all these different things.
So I was just sad, confused, overwhelmed. I was scared, I felt shameful, I felt disgusted with myself, like, because just the whole abortion process, though, like, you gotta think about it. Like, they're pulling, they have utensils, and you can't, it's something you can't even imagine. I'm not gonna go into detail, but it's something you can't even imagine, like.
Right.
I had one hand on the door, about to go into Planned Parenthood, and then Mark stopped us, and he was like, you guys don't have to do this.
From right here where I'm standing, that's the doors, and Mark is just in the middle, and it was like, he stopped us right there. We talked to him, and he really got through to us, like, literally before we walked into the doors.
He was just really trying to, like, just get to know us on a deeper level than, you know, us just getting an abortion. And that's another reason why he was, like, real easy and quick to open up to him, because it wasn't, like, a judgmental thing at all. He was really, like, digging deep.
Anybody can be a crush, but can't nobody fix yours, and that's
exactly
what he did. He made sure he told us and made us feel like we got us, like you got it. You know what I'm saying? You're good, like you're good people. And he was right. He opened my eyes to a lot of stuff.
So her name is Nevaeh. That's heaven spelled backwards. We named her Nevaeh because she is exactly heaven sent, a gift straight from God himself. She's been through a lot. She's a warrior since she came out the womb 2 months early. 1 pound, 7 ounces, strong. So that's definitely nothing but God in her.
Thank God he was that extra push, because she wouldn't be here. We probably wouldn't be together. I would probably want to be here living on my own. I couldn't even fathom that, honestly. And it's like, that's how much he means to me. And that's how much I appreciate that, honestly.
I really feel like we would have went through with it.
Felt like,
and I would have been living with regret.
The pro-lifers definitely were there for us every step of the way.
Even though we had our family, they was like our first
response.
Our first support system that we had. So that's heavy. That's deep.
Times I can't think of her without thinking about y'all. So that should just explain it right there. I'm happy. Like I said, I'm just complete. Like I'm so overwhelmed, man.
I know. We like try not to be or get too emotional, because it really has been a lot. But like I said, it's worth it. And you guys were pro-life, was the first people to actually, you know, reach out and to actually be our support system, to actually show us the way. And it actually worked out. I can't imagine it any other way. So thank you to all the supporters of Pro-Life Union. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We don't even know where we would be without you guys. From day one, you've been there. Beyond the support system, you guys are definitely like family. So thank you.
She couldn't have said it any better. We love you guys for sure. Say, we love you guys. All three of us, we love you.
Pro-Life Union of Greater Philadelphia is who created that video. But that is such a beautiful story of this young couple and the impact that Mark Houck and people like him are having every single day. Let me close by saying this. On January 6th, many Americans gathered and received permission to gather at the Capitol to address assaults on our liberties and freedoms and to redress the people's government. Unlawful government-mandated shutdowns of our places of worship would have stopped this. Unlawful mandated shutdowns of individuals being able to gather on public sidewalks to save lives, like the lives of the two young people that you just heard and their baby. forced injections on citizens for travel and work, and no accommodations for religious exemptions. Treatments that have killed our loved ones and friends and continue to do so, and a denial to provide them with spiritual and emotional support during their illnesses. A clear violation of religious liberty. Our Christian beliefs challenged by people who we elected, denying Christians the ability to express their faith and claiming a false separation of church and state and faith. An invasion of our southern border, a humanitarian crisis, the perverting of an entire generation, now a state that wants to take children from their parents and reorient their gender by mutilating them, lawlessness and murder in the streets. No, our nation was founded as a Christian nation.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for joining us here at Chosen Generation Radio. And I'm really, really pleased to be able to welcome my co-host to the program, Rick Manning, Americans for Limited Government, and our very special guest, Claire Lopez, our national security expert. Claire, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you, Pastor, and good to see you, Rick.
Hey.
Well, there's obviously a great deal going on. One of the things, and I've done a lot in addressing this issue, but Claire, I know that you have been focused on this as well. One of the things you brought out was the Venezuelans, and we didn't talk about that in the warm-up, but I think that's an important point to bring up, the Venezuelan paramilitary. But do you think we are being invaded at our border?
Yeah, our southern border is wide open. It is not secure. And yes, we are being invaded across that border. As a matter of fact, this past weekend, when I traveled to my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, for a high school reunion, I spoke at a group there called Medina County Friends and Neighbors, McFan for short, about this very topic. Excuse me. And We discussed how the border is wide open, how it's not just, poor migrants flooding across. These are illegal aliens, among whom are included terrorists, the drug dealers. There are sex traffickers, human traffickers, child sex traffickers, and literally tens and tens of thousands of pounds of drugs, in particular opioids. And in particular there, fentanyl.
And where do we believe the greatest majority of that fentanyl is coming from, Claire?
Well, the fentanyl itself is coming across the southern border, trafficked by Mexican drug cartels. But the precursors to make that fentanyl, and also, by the way, we should talk about this, the fact that the cartels are now cutting other illicit counterfeit medicines, drugs, with fentanyl. But back to your question, the precursors for the fentanyl come from China. People don't realize this, but China's economy is capitalist. It is freewheeling, no guardrails, no regulations, capitalist. So long as you don't say anything bad about the ruler, Xi Jinping, or the Chinese Communist Party. And so, when President Trump, some years back during his administration, put Xi on the spot in a meeting and said, "You got to stop flooding us with fentanyl," Xi said, "Okay." And so what he did is allowed these capitalist fentanyl precursor chemical producers to go right on doing what they were doing. But instead of pressing out the tablets, the pills, in China and shipping them from there, they instead shipped the precursors to Mexico, where they're mixed up in the drug labs of the narco traffickers. And as I said, then in both fentanyl pills and other counterfeit illicit drugs that kids may be getting online, right, from other friends in the schoolyard or whatever, and they think they're taking an Adderall, a Xanax, or what have you. Big test coming up next week, and they're anxious. And the parents walk into the bedroom in the morning, and their young child is lying dead on the bed.
I just saw a story about that having to do with two parents that were engaged in that, or a single mom. But at any rate, their infant child died of a fentanyl overdose. They woke up to a dead child.
Well, typically it's not an infant. I don't know how an infant would have gotten fentanyl, but it is the teens and above. As a matter of fact, the leading cause of death in America last year.
All right, just so you know, in 2019, there were just around 50,000 opioid deaths as a whole, drug overdose deaths in America. It was down 20,000 since Donald Trump actually declared and really started working on it. And now we're above 110,000.
Yeah.
And this year is going to be worse than last.
Yeah.
We've seen a massive increase, a doubling of the of drug overdoses. One thing about the Chinese and the cartels and their partnership on this, most people don't realize, but the cartels control the major West Coast port, the major Pacific Ocean port in Mexico, and have operational control of it in terms of taking stuff off the ships and the like. Mm-hmm. And as a result, unlike, you know, the Chinese trying to sneak it in through cargo ships from China here and hoping they'll miss it, and it's been very effective for them, both in human and drug smuggling. But when you control the chain of custody all the way until somebody gets it in America, as the Chinese and the cartel partnership does, it's almost impossible to interdict unless you with an open border.
Yeah. What I was going to say there is that the number one leading cause of death in America for Americans between the ages of 18 and 45 is opioid poisoning. Most of that fentanyl. And I'm calling it poisoning, not overdose, because in too many of these cases, the kids aren't drug addicts. They don't mean to be taking illicit drugs. They're taking something else they thought is going to calm them down before the big test or whatever. But China knows what they're doing, and that's my point about the Chinese economy. They're allowing them, the leadership of the Chinese Communist Party deliberately is allowing this to go on. And if you look at their military manual from 1999 on restricted warfare, and you look at the page with all the different kinds of warfare they consider licit to be used in their arsenal, biochemical warfare is one of those. And they have, I mean, they declared war on us at least 5 years ago, openly declared war, people's war against the United States. But none of our national security leadership, never mind the White House, says a peep about it.
Yeah. Well, and just to follow up on the question, we know that China has was on the brunt end of an opioid war that the Brits ran against them in their history. And so they suffered through an opioid war where their people were destroyed for a generation because of that. And they are essentially taking that and just putting in reverse. So this is a planned attack. It is not an accident. This is not something that's, you know, a couple of bad actors. This is a planned attack.
Yes.
And at some point we have to start treating it as though it is, because when you combine COVID, which they can't deny came from China now, even though they deny it was deliberate, and you combine and you take the fentanyl attack, this is a war that is killing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans, and of all ages.
The story that I was talking about is an 8-month-old Claire that was in the care of a babysitter who died of a fentanyl overdose.
That fentanyl is percutaneous, meaning it go by touch, it goes straight through the skin.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me possible, at least maybe that caregiver had something with fentanyl in it, and the baby came in contact with it.
Well, there's another story that the Today Show covered of an 11-month-old that ingested fentanyl. That was apparently, again, more than likely, you know, these parents were on it. They were spaced out, left it out, and the child discovered it on the table, I assume.
That may be.
And, but it was ingested.
And here's the other thing that you kind of alluded to there, Pastor Greg, in the very beginning here, and that was, you know, about the deliberate trafficking of this drug into America. But targeting children, targeting young people.
Yeah.
You mentioned Halloween. For one thing, the Mexican drug cartels, in collusion with the Chinese, are punching out tablets of fentanyl that look like colored candy, rainbow hues of colors. Yeah. And the other thing is that with Halloween coming up very recently in, I believe it was Connecticut, if I remember right, the state, was intercepted, thank goodness, a shipment of, I think it was Legos or something. And in other places, shipments interdicted that were boxed in candy boxes of Skittles and Nerds, popular candies for kids. Now, those might not have been intended for the drug market per se. I mean, the way the other fentanyl is being trafficked, but rather a way the Legos and the candy to get it into the United States and you know, sneak it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for Halloween, stick to chocolate.
Yeah.
It's better anyway.
Well, my suggestion at this point would be, go to harvest festivals at the churches and I would warn the churches to be very, very careful about what they are, you know, allowing to be put out, because certainly those festivals will be a target as well. But, you know, monitor. I know for years and years and years, you know, when we would come home from those kinds of events, the first thing my wife and I would do is go through all the candies. And if we saw, you know, anything that looked tampered with, into the garbage it went.
Yeah. But this is the thing. You can't tell.
Yeah.
It is so, I guess, expertly
done.
Yep. In terms of, for instance, the Skittles and the Nerds.
Yeah.
I think it was only I don't know how they detected it, drug sniffing dogs or other technical means, but you can't tell.
Yeah. We're gonna
look like boxes of Skittles and Nerds.
We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the other national security issues that are affecting our nation as well. Coming up right after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My co-host, Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government, and our special guest, Claire Lopez. And we've been talking about the China situation, and I do at some point in our next 7 to 8 minutes want to have just a brief update on your thoughts on what's happening with the Ukrainian situation as well, because that is in the news and there's a lot going on over there right now. But relative to China, I was mentioning about the five guards who are interviewed in a film called Finding Courage that talk about why did they, what motivated them or what was their reasoning for the torture they did and the inhumane behavior and so on. And they talked about the money that they were offered, the economic incentives that they were given. And Claire, you talked about, on the higher level, the unrestricted warfare level, the goal of China is domination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And everything that we see them doing has to be, I think, filtered through that lens, that their intent is to destroy the United States of America, which they perceive as their major impediment to their domination of global hegemony, because we are perceived, at least, as the world leader, the world superpower.
Rick, you were talking about, investment dollars and things of that nature. I don't know if you want to pose that as a question or inform it as a statement, but go ahead and take that and run with it wherever you want.
Sure. One of the things that the reason that the BlackRock's and the like are investing in China is because China is the leading exporter of the United States. And why is China the leading exporter of the United States? Because we buy Chinese products. And so if you're upset, upset about China's basically marketing fentanyl to our children to try to kill our children, perhaps it might be a good idea to not buy things that are made in China of this Christmas and just ignore it. And just, if you're on Amazon, don't buy their stuff. Because ultimately, the way you get BlackRock and those guys to try to get out of China is when it becomes not profitable to be in China. And it's profitable to be in China because they sell to us. So we are the funders of the fentanyl, the people who are actually shipping the fentanyl to our children, to try to kill our children. And it's time we stop. It's just time we stop.
Well, let me add into that and then throw this up for some panel discussion as well. Former NBA player Royce White just came out and said LeBron James accepted $1 billion from Nike Chinese funding, basically to shut up about the NBA's partnership with the CCP and all of the economic benefits that the CCP and China are benefiting by the NBA and all of their corporate sponsors.
Yeah, this is how it works. I mean, again, I've mentioned this before, but Peter Schweitzer's book, Red Handed, from I think it was last year, 2021, describes exactly this. To achieve domination, to achieve the ownership of American society, Chinese Communist Party targets the elites, that being in sports, in Hollywood, in entertainment, in media, obviously in government at all levels, and every other sphere of activity in the United States. And they do that using our own system and our own, you know, addiction to money. Our system is a good one, free market capitalism, but not when it goes in that direction.
Well, it was John Adams, right, who said that, you know, our Constitution, our freedoms, our liberties will only stand in a moral society. And, you know, I think back to a lecture that Steve Bannon gave probably, gosh, it's probably been 10 years now, but he gave a lecture to an economic forum talking about America's capitalism, why it was good, and so on. But one of the things that he tabled that with was, is it's only good so long as America maintains its moral virtue. Capitalism without any internal moral virtue of those participating in it is in fact evil.
Well, and because the legal guardrails, if you will, the legal regulations, you know, only go so far.
Right.
And, you know, what LeBron James did, I mean, what a disgusting individual to do something like that. I believe from the sound of it, probably was legal, but it wasn't moral.
Well, and even, you know, to the degree, again, you know, legal laws and legal limits, you know, it's like the gun argument, right? Oh, we're going to take away guns. Well, who are you going to take them from? Because the only people that would turn over their guns, quote unquote, would be law-abiding citizens. The criminals are never going to give up their guns, and the criminals are never going to stop taking and breaking the law. And there are gray areas within this. And as you said, whether he broke the law or not, we don't know. We don't have that information. Did he, you know, touch into a gray area? Maybe. Certainly, if this is all true, he absolutely broke moral code.
Yeah, well, Pastor Greg, the key is LeBron James is one man. And the problem is that this is endemic throughout all the multinationals who are invested in China. The financial companies are invested in China. They are accepting what is Chinese culture. They're accepting the slavery in China. They're accepting the forced taking of your organs, organ transfers, mm-hmm. organ transplants. And they're accepting a government that is declared war on the United States as engaged in an opioid war against the United States of America. And they have accepted it. The question is, are we going to accept it by buying the products that come from China? If we reject the products that come from China, then those companies are going to have to change their chain of supply chain away from China to survive. That's what our power is, mm-hmm. and that's what we can do.
Well, and American, you know, American exceptionalism and Americans' ability has always been to be able to create within our own borders. All of these essentials, all these minerals, all the ability to be able to harvest these things dwell within our own ground. I mean, here in Texas, we've got huge deposits.
But let's be clear. I don't care if it's made here. I care that it isn't made there. Okay, we used to have Buy American campaigns. This is an anti-Buy China campaign. There's 157 other countries. Buy from one of them. I don't care which one. It's a, you know, I love Buy America, but that's 10 years out. We've given that away to China. To bring it back, we have to create the demand for non-Chinese mm-hmm. products. And that is what Americans can actually do about this on their day-to-day basis.
Yeah, good point.
And I think we also need to begin the other, because Rick, the other problem is that is when you talk about, you know, China has control now, I believe, of the 32 essential elements that are necessary for the creation of just about everything that we see. China controls, if I'm not mistaken, either 28 or 29 of those essential elements. So even when you suggest that we go to one of the other 157 countries, some of the parts, some of the pieces, some of the elements that they are using to make what they're making, are the raw materials, are still controlled by China, unfortunately.
Actually, we have plenty of rare earth elements right here in North America.
Yes, which we need to start pulling out of the ground.
It's been regulated into oblivion, and they sit in the ground.
And that's my point, Claire.
All of that elsewhere.
Right, and that was my point, guys. That was my point. My point is that we've got to start pulling those rare earth materials out of our own ground and start manufacturing them again.
100% true. That's 10 years off. So if it's 10 years off, don't buy the Chinese stuff now. Create the demand for it to be pulled out of the ground by the K Street folk who control a lot of what happens here in D.C.
Amen.
And if you do that, guess what? It'll happen a lot faster.
Yep. All right. We're going to run out of time here. We'll table Ukraine for next time. I don't think Putin's going to push the nuclear button between now and then in the next week. I don't foresee him doing that. But nonetheless, it is a very serious situation as well. Claire, thank you so much for being with us today. Rick, thank you for being with us. We'll have more Children Generation Radio coming up. Hour number two straight ahead. Get more at the website, childrengenerationradio.com. That's childrengenerationradio.com. And don't forget, share the program with a friend. That increases our audience. You've been doing such a great job with that. I want to tell you how much I appreciate it. And buy me a cup of coffee, would you? And that'll help support the cause. God bless you. We'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. And January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out.
I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, boom.
Then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
Thank you. Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.